about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALIA. I got a lot of interesting cases to talk about. Apparently, we have a school board who is disciplining a high school teacher for teaching students about their constitutional rights, allowing them to not, right, empowering them to not answer a survey that the school wanted to give his students. Pretty interesting case here. Also, a Mississippi woman could possibly be up on manslaughter charges because she was doing drugs while she was pregnant and the fetus died. Should a pregnant woman who does drugs during a pregnancy be up for manslaughter charges if the baby dies? we also have a Catholic school teacher fired after artificial insemination led to pregnancy. Apparently, it was against from what I understand, rules with the school, and we'll talk about that case. This is just, I mean, all these interesting cases. Then we have a Las Vegas doctor up on, assault charges. I actually know the guy. I trained with him years ago. Tell you a little bit about that case, especially since we were just talking about sexual issues in terms of, you know, when can you be falsely accused versus when can you be accused and how to protect yourself. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, Pawn Stars season premiere is tonight, I believe, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific time. There is supposed to be a very sassy person on there selling a very interesting tool. Would like to make sure you guys all watch that. And please don't comment on any lack of upper lip waxing or any issues that liposuction could address. Okay, this person that's going to be on Pawn Stars tonight does not need any of that sort of critique. Just tell her if she did a good job or not. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of you had brought to my attention the case of Dr. Sean Steele. Dr. Sean Steele was licensed in both California and in Nevada. And from what we understand, he was not convicted of felony sexual assault charges. From what I understand, a woman he had met online, I guess he and she went on a date. They went to a variety of different areas, pretty well known in this town, very yummy jubilations. They, from what I understand, both imbibed alcohol, went to a comedy show in the middle, went back to another very well-known drinking establishment. And then I guess when they were in the doctor's Mercedes, from what we're understanding, they started to make out. Something in the makeout process, the victim said she actually stopped drinking a little bit earlier than the doctor did. Somehow in the makeout process, from what I understand, there was injury that occurred. Apparently she had a certain piercing down there that, from what I understand, might have tore. I'm not sure who tore whom or what was going on. But she flees the car. She doesn't have, from what we understand, her underwear on, but she did have some jeans on, I believe. She went to an adult superstore, found somebody to drive her home. The next day, she had herself examined by a sexual assault nurse examiner. This sexual assault nurse examiner did testify that the pelvic exam was very painful for the patient because she had a laceration in the area of the piercing. The piercing had torn through the skin because the nurse said there was ragged lacerations. She said it was probably more rough than she has ever seen. California revoked the doctor's license. From what we understand, which is what you guys had led me to look into this case, that the Nevada State Board allowed the doctor to still practice. What we also understand, and it's interesting because I actually know the attorney of the victim. The victim, however, didn't continue to press more charges. From what I understand, the assault charges were dropped. But she did testify in California, and the California State Board had him lose his license. So there's a lot of issues with, all right, you know, should the doctor still practice? What actually happened? Was there consent, and did something go wrong with the piercing? We don't have those answers. But this is another one of those things where if you drink and you're on a date, for both the male and the woman and the female, bad things can happen. All right. Now, I'm not sure what, played out. Okay. I'm not sure why she had so many lacerations. If I can make any suggestions, I don't think sex in a backseat of a car is a good idea for anybody. But, like I said, it didn't play out very well. For some reason, they were near an adult superstore, bookstore, whatever. She was able to find a ride home. She went and got examined, which is a proper thing to do. But, is this a date that went wrong? All right. You know, was there an issue? Is there a proper type of, shall we say, I'm trying to basically say in so many words, are there certain injuries that somebody could come across because she has certain piercings in that area? And do both parties need to be more careful? What went wrong? Why did it get so far as to them deciding to make out and then all of a sudden it had to stop? All right. I mean, did he hurt her? If you hurt somebody during sex, okay, is that considered a crime? If it happened accidentally, if it happened, I mean, you know, these are questions. When you look at this case, some of you said, you know, look, what online, you know, site did he meet her? Is that a risky site to meet people on? Or what do I have to worry about? My girlfriend has one of those rings down there. So I guess we're going to talk about that and figure out how to protect both parties in this one. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target: a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. All right, so we're going to take your call. Some of you are on the lines already. We were talking about this case where a doctor lost one of his medical licenses because a date apparently went pretty badly. He was accused of sexual assault in the middle of the date. She had to flee from the car in which they were making out. From what we understand, she had documented injuries. But the parts leading up to the date kind of confused some of you and brought up, again, the topic of what should people do, both parties, on a date, so they don't get assaulted or so they don't become accused of being an assaulter. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Sam on the line calling from Indiana. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Pretty good.
Hello?
Yeah, doing pretty good.
Yeah, listen, I don't think the doctor did it on purpose. I think maybe he was down there. That ring got stuck in his beard. He was shocked because it pinched him, pulled away, and I guess ripped whatever flesh was down there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've never been accused of hurting anybody during sex myself, but it's kind of a joint venture. You know, you can't, you know, if I hurt my back, I can't sue a woman for, you know, injuring my back during sex,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's as long as he didn't mean to do it.
Right, right. And that, and again, and, you know, one medical board already took his license away. The other one didn't, so the other one is under fire, but there's still questions about, well, I mean, was there something consensual going on, and then it went bad, or did she never want to hook up with him, and he had started something that she couldn't stop? Unfortunately, from what we understand, there may not be any witnesses, although there was a driver of the car.
Well, I mean, she didn't want to testify against him, you know, if it was something that he did on purpose. I'm sure she would have done that. I think she was a little upset, mm-hmm. as I would be if that happened to me. But, you know, I don't think that if he did do it on purpose, then she should press charges.
Right.
If not,
right, agreed.
If not, then you know, maybe he should, pay for some of the medical bills or something like that. But I look at it this way. Sex is a joint venture. As long as it is, then I think each party is responsible for their injuries.
Agreed.
So,
agreed.
Like
agreed. Great answer. Thank you, Sam, for calling. If you pull your back out during sex, can you sue your partner? I'm sure an attorney out there will take the case. I am sure that I got to look that up if there is a possible case. Michael writes, Doctor, I just lived through this nightmare. I hold an upper management position in one of the casinos here in town. And once my date I met online found out I had money, she tried to accuse me of assault. We had made out and touching occurred, but it was consensual. She touched me as well, but my lawyer said not to go there. Probably meaning not to accuse her of assault. She eventually dropped the charges, but what's a guy to do? Now, okay, this is a very difficult thing for me to talk about as a woman, because I've been on dates where it did start to go bad, and there was nothing consensual started. Maybe I gave him the wrong idea, maybe because I'm a little bit more developed than the average girl. He thought I was a hoochie mama. I don't know. And by the grace of God, I was able to stop any date that started to go down that path. All right. It's always easier to do it if it happens before the appetizers get to the table. But after you eat dinner, it's a little harder. And it's a very scary situation. And I had to learn very early on that I can't underestimate what somebody would perceive. Okay, I don't think I'm very flirty. I don't even think I'm very attractive. I never did. I never thought I was attractive. Okay, I understand a lot about the human psyche, and I understand a lot about certain cues that you could give, like a little trick, okay, you know, we women would do if we wanted to turn somebody on. Is, you know, in Vegas, you know, you wear tanks a lot because it's hot, all right? And then let's say something falls, okay? All right, depending on what your better part is, you either pick it up, you know, bending, showing your butt, or you pick it up, showing your kind of front, all right? And this is something that we women used to do, right? Which I think was completely inappropriate, and I'm glad the Lord didn't smite me for even entertaining the thought of trying to woo somebody when I shouldn't have. And, you know, there's certain things that we do, all right? But what scared me is if I wasn't doing any of those things, no eye batting, no giving people the stare, no licking my lips, no wearing my Dr. Dahlia Show t-shirt, nothing that should sexually entice somebody, and then they pounce. I was very scared by that. I was very nervous, especially if I didn't think I initiated that. So there was a period of time when I didn't date until I thought that I was dating somebody who was either gay or I went out with guys who I thought could be gay because it kind of scared me. It does scare you when you get pounced on and you're not ready for that and hands go where they're not supposed to go. That's pretty scary stuff. I mean, it even happened with the doctor who examined me. One of my first exams that I ever had, was from a kidney doctor who went where no kidney doctor should have gone. And so for me, I was a little traumatized by that. So, you know, I feel bad for any woman who is in a situation where she feels she was assaulted. All right. But then on the other hand, if a date goes badly, all right, should the other person be accused of assault? Are you guilty until proven innocent because you're the guy? I mean, is that fair? And just like what our other listener had asked, you know, what's a guy to do? I don't know what advice to give you. Again, I'm not in law enforcement. I'm not an attorney. But if there's a date, I mean, what just happened with Jose de Canseco, one of our athletes being accused of sexual assault? I mean, sexual assault does happen, mind you. Okay, I mean, there's a lot of bondage type issues that do happen in certain relationships, and then, you know, the other partner may feel victimized during that. By the way, there was a study that came out saying people that participate in bondage sexually are psychologically stronger than those who don't. I'll take the antidepressants later if I have to. I'm going to pass on the whole bondage thing, but that was apparently a scientific study that came out. We'll see if I can talk about it if I don't get fired just for talking about this issue. But I think this is something that not a lot of us address. Okay, you know, we need to address what to do if you think you were assaulted, guy or girl. We talked about rape kits yesterday. We talked about, you know, what to do if you think you were in harm's way, if you think you could have gotten an STD, etc. But we don't spend enough time talking about what to do if a date goes sour. And I don't know if there is any advice to give you, except maybe don't go there, or maybe don't let the lovey-dovey stuff happen on the first date, okay? Maybe be double dating, okay? Make sure that you have enough witnesses to show that you were never alone with that person. After a few dates go by and you start to form a relationship and you guys start to trust each other, and you could maybe have, I don't know, witnesses that attest to you have been an item for a while, then maybe you could slowly start to venture to second base or third base. But I don't know what to tell you to protect yourself legally. I don't know. I mean, one thing that we talked about that I know is a huge legal issue is if you, let's say, have tested positive for the herpes virus your whole life, you have sex with somebody, she or he turns up positive for the herpes virus, they can sue you for giving them herpes. But if you don't have any, you know, prior proof that they had herpes in the past and this was the first test they ever had, you don't really have a lot to protect yourself. I mean, unfortunately, when it comes to sex, you're guilty until proven innocent. And I think that puts a lot of people in a perilous situation. And women, all right, if you have any piercings down there, remember they could tear. Also, it could be a extra toy that some people who aren't really familiar with the proper care of those things could accidentally pull or yank on, or purposely pull and yank on. I would think if you had any piercing down there, you would be at huge risk for certain tearing, and I would urgently advise you not to have anything down there. I've seen too many consensual sexual relationships result in tearing because of certain jewelry in that area. Just, I would pass on that. All right, guys, let's talk about this teacher in trouble for teaching the Constitution. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Make sure you find us there. All right, so the school board has disciplined a high school teacher for empowering the kids to plead the fifth and to utilize their constitutional rights when the school wanted to give them a survey asking them about drug use, alcohol use, and cheating. Batavia High School teacher John Dryden told his students they did not have to incriminate themselves by answering the questions given on a school-wide survey about quote-unquote emotional and at-risk behavior. The school wanted to use a 34-question survey to get kids to open up about things like drug use, tobacco use, alcohol, cheating, so the district could provide help to those kids who need it. Apparently, the surveys, though, were not supposed to be filled out anonymously. They had the students' names already pre-printed on them, according to Kane County Chronicle. So the teacher told the students that they had a Fifth Amendment right to not incriminate themselves. From what we understand, the school board docked his pay for a day and accused him of undermining the school's attempt to help at-risk students. The Chronicle reported a statement issued by the school superintendent, Jack Bershinger, after a closed-door school meeting. All right, he said the issue before the board was whether one employee has the right to mischaracterize the efforts of our teachers, counselors, social workers, and others, and tell our students, in effect, that the adults are not here to help, but that they are trying to get you to incriminate yourselves. Now, apparently the superintendent said the students were allowed to opt out of taking the survey. Now, of course, the teacher said he was only trying to protect the students, all right, and the teacher does have a lot of support from the school community. This is one of those things, as a doctor, I'm torn with. Okay, because many of these kids don't talk to their parents, and many parents are inept at drawing out the proper history from their kids. So a lot of times the school has to get involved. The school gets involved. They identify at-risk kids. They bring it to the attention of the parents. Good job, schools. God bless these schools and teachers for doing what they do. Parents go, really? No. Not my baby. And then the kid hopefully gets help. All right. But the teacher has a point, and a very important point. All right. You have something in writing with your name on it. It could be used against you. And the children do have a right to plead the fifth. They do. They do have a right to exercise their constitutional rights. So the teacher should not have been docked pay. So what is a school to do if they want to identify at-risk kids? All right. Well, what violates people's rights? What violates people's property? Do kids share the same rights as an adult? I mean, should schools, let's say, have video cameras, right, in the locker rooms, in the bathrooms? I mean, I don't want in the bathrooms where they're, you know, but in public areas, should and then can they, you know, sit down and show the kid, look, I saw you holding cigarettes. I saw you, or we heard you talking about alcohol or drinking. No, schools can't do that either, because that's a violation of privacy. Now, I do think it was kind of idiotic for them to pass out a survey that could have incriminated. I mean, because it could incriminate a minor. If a minor had alcohol, all right, drank alcohol, that could, you know, and their name is on this, and they, no, I mean, something like this is absolutely ridiculous. Now, if the school wants to do one-on-one counseling with the students and ask the parents' permission, that I think would be a great thing to do. All right, where throughout the year, the counselor gets to sit down and have a one-on-one with the student, nothing is taped, nothing is recorded, and the parent has to approve, and the parent has the opportunity to sit in on the meeting. That I think is nice. I think, right, is that nice? That sounds nice to me. Nothing's in writing. Nothing's incriminating. Nothing's violating somebody's constitutional rights. If the kid declines speaking to the counselor, they can, and that will not be considered an act of guilt. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But I just have to say, good for this teacher. All right, and I think the school board, albeit they might have had some good intentions, I think they went about it wrong. And no, I don't think surveys with pre-printed names on it. The other thing that's extremely scary is whenever you hand out something that has a pre-printed name on it, somebody else could get a hold of it and write in answers. You know, that it always makes me nervous when I reapply for my board certification or my license or credentialing. Many of these forms are pre-printed with your name on it. And then you have to sign off, you know, have you ever lost your license? Have you ever been in trouble with the board? Have you done any illegal, et cetera? You know, so you write no, and you turn it in. Well, what if somebody else got a hold of that? Okay, they could get a hold of it, sign your name. You could be in a lot of trouble. So I get very nervous about pre-printed forms. I don't think that's a way to go. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this other case is very interesting. A Catholic school teacher has been fired after artificial insemination. Now, she was fired from, the Catholic school within Cincinnati, and the teacher, Krista Diaz, has sued the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Cincinnati and the schools over her dismissal because they fired her because she was pregnant and unmarried. From what we understand, she is homosexual, and she decided to undergo artificial insemination. She said she had no idea that the procedure violated church doctrine and that she could be fired from it. Right? Apparently, she said that when she did take the job, she told them she was not Catholic, and they told her it did not matter when she hired. Okay? She thought the contract clause requiring compliance with the church philosophies meant she should try to be a Christian woman and follow the Bible. So her lawsuit alleges church policy is not enforced equally against men and women. Now, this is where the case could go her way. Apparently, there was a man formerly employed in youth ministry in a suburban Dayton parish who actually had artificial insemination with his wife, and he was not fired or disciplined. So in that case, she may have a case. When you look at this, she isn't claiming she was fired over sexual orientation. She claims she was fired over being pregnant. I'm a little confused. All right, I don't think anybody is truly allowed to fire you if you're pregnant, even at these at-will states. I mean, you would think an employer wouldn't tell a woman you're being fired because you're pregnant. I don't understand how an employer could actually say that. I mean, unless they want to make an example of somebody. I mean, you would think they would say you've been tardy this many times. It's your work effort. It's your work ethic. You don't seem to be doing a good job. I mean, you would think if there were other subjective issues, they could pull any other subjective issue rather than they subjectively having a problem with somebody being pregnant. But the one thing I'm noticing, and not so much with this case, is you have people that work in situations. Something doesn't go their way in that situation, and they sue the employer. Now, I'm not saying that this applies to this particular case, but for example, all right, you know, there's Jewish establishments that are kosher, and they follow kosher laws. So somebody brings in a shredded pork sandwich or a, leftover pork chops they had for dinner the night before, sizzling, yummy, lightly breaded pork chops, right, which I know, don't want to get hungry here. And if you're not allowed to bring that into an establishment that's kosher, well then, I mean, why are you working in, don't sue the facility. Why are you working in a facility such as that? You see where I'm kind of going with this? All right? If you're going to be a secretary and administrative assistant for 8 hours a day, don't sue your job for carpal tunnel. If you took a secretarial job for 8 hours a day, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
She's a liar. She's a liar.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow our Facebook page. Don't forget to join us. I don't want to say follow. Join us on our Facebook page. Always love to interact. That's the problem with Twitter. Twitter, it's harder to interact with the Facebook page, though you can. But I guess the terminology for it is follow. I hate that. It just kind of sounds weird to me. But, again, we are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. Don't forget, Pawn Stars season premiere tonight. I believe I am on this episode as well. So make sure you check that out. And I hope to high heaven that the lighting look good, all right, because I need to still look sassy and sexy like I portray myself to be. Very, very tough. So y'all are looking at the radio right now, and you're like, well, the radio looks good. Yeah, just keep looking at the radio, because that's probably the best I'm going to look all day. All right, so we were talking about this case of this teacher being fired for undergoing artificial insemination. Over the break, Sam called asking, why is the Catholic Church against artificial insemination when Virgin Mary did not undergo the sexual act, obviously. I don't know. I can't explain that. I can't. Immaculate Conception. I mean, from what I do understand with the Catholic Church, a woman could go through, like, Clomid. They could go through fertility drugs to help them ovulate. But the insemination aspect, from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, has to still be a sexual act as opposed to the sperm being implanted. From what I understand in Catholicism, a woman can undergo, like I said, fertility treatments as long as a sexual act is still bringing the egg and the sperm together. And that's from what I understand. Okay, don't know much about other religions and how they feel on that, but interesting case nonetheless. Now, I want to move on to this next case of a Mississippi stillborn manslaughter charge. 33-year-old Nina Buckhalter is right now being the point of discussion where the state Supreme Court justices are set to decide whether she should stand trial in Lamar County for manslaughter in the loss of her fetus. From what we understand, she had done illegal drugs while she was pregnant and lost the baby at 31 weeks pregnancy. She had given birth to a stillborn baby girl named Haley Jade. Autopsy had revealed methamphetamines in the fetus's system, leading the state medical examiner to rule that the death was a homicide. Nina Buckhalter had been indicted for manslaughter 2 months later, but the case never went to trial. Instead, the Circuit Court of Lamar County dismissed the indictment in April 2012, saying state law doesn't hold pregnant women liable for the deaths of their unborn children. They say the law in question finds guilty a person who causes miscarriage or stillbirth by intentionally injuring a pregnant woman, but doesn't specifically apply to a pregnant woman doing something stupid, right, like illegal drugs while pregnant and killing the baby. Several attempts by the legislature to pass bills assigning blame to drug-addicted pregnant women for stillbirths have failed to pass. So my question to you all is, if a mother, pregnant mom, has a stillborn, because she used illicit drugs during the pregnancy, should she be tried for manslaughter? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently there was a South Carolina woman who was convicted of child endangerment for using drugs while pregnant, but she did birth a healthy child. All right. There's also been arrests of women who smoke pot or drinking while pregnant. From what we understand, another patient had, another woman had pleaded guilty to manslaughter charges in 1991, after losing fetuses to drugs. Another one in 2010. I mean, here's where I'm a little concerned about this, because there are a variety of activities that actually could cause a woman to lose her pregnancy. And it's very difficult to say if it was the drugs, if it was too much caffeine, if it was her running a marathon, if it was her working too many hours. And so if we start to open up the laws saying you could be charged for manslaughter, then it's very easy to extrapolate and laterally include anything that could possibly result in a stillborn. And since it's very difficult to prove that running a marathon or doing drugs actually killed the baby, because stillborns do happen even when there aren't drugs in the system, that could lead to very ugly court cases. Should a woman who's pregnant who's doing drugs go to jail? Yes. If you're doing drugs, illegal drugs, you should be going to jail for doing illegal drugs. But adding manslaughter to that, I don't know if that's going to fly in the judicial system. You know, many of you ask me, how much alcohol can you have? Let's say alcohol when you're pregnant. All right. The reason why doctors are not giving you a number is because, let's say you do have a miscarriage or you do have a stillborn. is the patient going to blame the doctor for saying she could have alcohol? Right? And how is the doctor supposed to defend themselves when you have no idea? Miscarriages happen. Stillborns happen. Plus, sometimes if you tell somebody they can have a drink or two, then they may go, okay, well, then if a drink or two is fine, I'm sure three drinks are fine. So we really don't have a number that we could give you. Yes, a study came out 6 months ago saying alcohol during pregnancy is okay. A little bit of alcohol during pregnancy is okay. In fact, in the olden days, we used to give alcohol through the IV to stop preterm labor. And it worked very effectively without damaging babies. But fetal alcohol syndrome is a very severe type of disorder that babies get if moms are heavy drinkers. And most of us in the medical profession just take the stand, just don't drink. So, what about me, Dr. Dahlia, working while I was pregnant? All right, I did bed rest when my doctor told me to, but when I didn't have to do bed rest, I was at work. And you know me, I'm a workaholic. So I worked and I worked and I worked. If God forbid anything happened, should I have gone to jail? I mean, this is where it gets sticky. So as far as I'm concerned, the law should probably go, if you're doing illicit drugs, you go to jail for doing drugs. And when you're in jail for doing drugs, you will then hopefully not, you know, hurt the baby. But if people have no idea who is doing drugs and they don't go for prenatal care so they don't get caught, and then they're giving birth to babies or they end up passing stillborn because they failed to get prenatal care because they thought they were going to get caught, that's a whole nother issue that I don't know how we're going to address. You know, how do you find the pregnant women that are doing drugs while they're pregnant? And should we have some sort of consequences for them so they don't do drugs? All right? My only concern, again, with that is then are they going to hide the baby? If they do pass a baby, are they going to try to flush a baby down the toilet? Are they going to try to hide the baby so they don't get caught? This is one of those issues where there's really no easy answer. But I doubt the justices are going to try her for manslaughter. Some of us feel she should. Nobody should kill their fetus. You know, I mean, many of us feel that way, especially a 31-weeker who could have been alive. I mean, the woman is absolutely stupid. I just don't know how legally they're going to be able to make that work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back from break, we're going to be talking about how diet soda is now found to be as harmful to teeth as meth and crack cocaine. We're also going to talk about a first grade teacher who faked having a terminal illness so she could avoid going to work. And researchers want us to decontaminate all ICU patients to stop the spread of MRSA in the hospital. We are still live for another couple hours. Make sure you're on your iPhone app or your Android app so you can still listen in. Call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Farmers Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.